this isn't the dispute that has just happened overnight. I mean, this is a difficulty we've had for 8 years now. So it's going on since 2018 without any kind of resolution. So it's something that we certainly haven't rushed into this kind of decision to take this action. But we just need to resolve the issues on behalf of the members, because there's significant burnout. And I mean, individuals are being asked to do excessive shifts back to back, like 10 and 12 days in a row. And we have situations where there's excessive split shifts. We have individuals where they would be rostered to work a 39-hour week. They have a contract for 39 hours. And some weeks, some of their hours are being given out to agency staff. And they're basically getting less hours. And then the following week, they're being asked to make up the hours and do in excess of their contract. So there's an awful lot of, it's a ridiculous situation that's happened.
Were senior HSE officials to pick up the phone? Can this be averted?
Absolutely. I mean, we're more than prepared to go back to the WRC, where we had the most recent agreement, which was the 1st of May last year, which was to conclude issues over a six-month period, and that didn't come to pass. So we're simply asked to management to basically honour agreements that have been in place for many, many years, and we're absolutely prepared to go back to the WRC to discuss that in a reasonable manner and have meaningful discussions to try and avoid any action taking place.